Lesson 1. People in the Forbidden City. The Forbidden City is the royal palace of the Ming and Qing dynasties, which is the home of the emperors. It covers an area of 720,000 square meters, which is equivalent to 100 football fields. Who were living in this vast Forbidden City? What did they do daily? Were they busy learning and working every day like people today? In China's long imperial society for more than 2,000 years, the emperor was the supreme leader responsible for the governance of the country. They are honored as emperors because the ancient people thought that the word emperor means heaven and earth and is the master of all things. Since everything in the world belongs to the emperor, can he enjoy the countless glories and riches freely and do whatever he wants? Probably not. The emperor's daily life was arranged in a regular way, and there were special historians who carefully recorded the details of the emperor's life and major events happened in the country. So the emperor dared not be lazy. In the morning, before daybreak, 5 to 7 a.m., the emperor would get up and meet his queen mother. Then he had to learn the lessons of previous emperors.